Hey, this is Leon Dupria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy. In today's broadcast, I'm going to discuss with you and share with you three keys on how to hear God's voice. This is going to be so powerful and important. I want you to stay with us. Three keys on how to clearly hear the voice of God. Stay tuned. Welcome to today's broadcast, and I want to share with you, you know, today is going to be so powerful. I want to share with you three keys on how to clearly hear the voice of God. This is very important. We have today many prophets. I'm a prophet. We have prophets all over the world. But yet the body of Christ is still being failed. We're still failing to be taught on how to hear God for themselves. I firmly believe, as prophets in the body and as apostolic, evangelistic, pastoral teaching gifts, we have to teach people how to hear God for themselves. You know, even before I get into the three keys that I believe is going to bless you today tremendously. And as you know, this is Encounter Now, a prophetic podcast. We're giving you keys on how to live a prophetic life, how to embrace the prophetic and the reality of the prophetic revelation. That is what this podcast is about. Fresh daily devotion for you every morning. Before we can even get into the keys of how to hear the voice of God, I want us just to understand a whole foundation. First of all, you need to be a child of God. The Bible says that my sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice. You need to be a sheep to hear God's voice. You know, a lot of people complain they don't hear the voice of God, but they're not saved themselves. They're not Christians. They're not practicing Christians. They're not going to hear His voice. I always say something that is a bit contradictory or a little bit controversial. Let me say controversial. You know, the Bible says that my sheep knows my voice, but doesn't understand it. It says my sheep knows my voice. They know it. Remember, like it's like a dog. You can call its name. It can understand the tone, the different levels of tone, but it does not understand the words coming out of your mouth. It cannot articulate. It cannot understand the articulation of your words. You know, your vocabulary, dialect. It's in fact, dogs works on a total different dialect, if I can say it like that. When one dog barks to another, they understand one another, not in a language way, but in terms of tone, loudness, volume, the speed of that bark or barking, the repetition of it, the seriousness in its tone will alert the dog whether it is a warning or a friendly bark. Now, when we get into us as humans, we cannot understand the God frequency. We can know Him. We can know and understand. We can hear His voice. But it is prophets that understand. That is why I believe it is prophets' job. It's the job of the fivefold gift of prophets to interpret, let me not say interpret, but to teach the body of Christ on how to understand and interpret the voice of God. One of those ways we do it is by, first of all, teaching people practices that we do that I believe can increase the hearing of His voice. So as I said, number one, you have to be a child of God. You have to be a child of God. You have to be in the sheepfold. You cannot come in by any other way. You have to be a sheep. You have to be a child. Then you will know His voice. Let's get into the three keys. You know, when you look at the life of Samuel, Samuel changed the prophetic as we know it. When Samuel was born, there was a shift in the realm regarding the prophetic. He became an enigma. He became a standard towards which prophets always looked and measured their life at. When in fact, when Samuel was born, he shifted and established a doctrine, schools of prophets that would change the prophetic from that moment onward. We can see, you know, you would see when you study Samuel's life, he even wrote a book called The Book of Royalty, and he implemented the laws of royalty into the land, meaning he was somebody who wrote the laws of the land. You see, prophets are very important. Samuel was a major prophet. He was a master prophet, however you want to call it, a senior prophet. He was a prophet standing over the other prophets. Scripture says standing over all of them, meaning he had the ability to teach, to impart. He lived in a place, a town called Shiloh. And in fact, it was in Shiloh when most of his visitations and encounters happened. You know, Shiloh itself has a very powerful meaning. I believe prophets, every prophet must have a place called Shiloh. It is a place where you can hear God. That is what I want to share with you today. Three keys on how to hear God. Number one, Shiloh. The word Shiloh means to rest, to be silent, and to be still. Let me read you Samuel 3 verse 1. Listen to this. 1 Samuel, first book of Samuel, chapter number 3, verse 1. It says, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. That is a powerful key right there. It means you need to minister to the Lord before your mentors. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days, meaning there was no prophet. The word of the Lord was rare. People could not come up with revelation. It goes on, it says, there was no widespread revelation. Nobody had revelation. We are sitting now in the days, in our current times and seasons and days we are in, where revelation is widespread. You can find the prophetic just by Googling a prophet. You can find revelation everywhere. It's widespread. Sometimes the problem is when it becomes widespread, it becomes common. You see, when something isn't rare anymore, it is being treated common. That is a problem we're sitting with today. But listen to this. It was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Verse number 2, and it came to pass at the time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow dim, that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, I want to amplify on that part, exaggerate that phrase there. It says this, and while Samuel was lying down, comma, verse 4, that the Lord called Samuel. There is a condition to hearing the voice of God. Number one, rest. The Bible says Samuel lied down and he heard God. Now listen to this. And the Lord called him, called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. So he ran to Eli and said, here I am, have you called me? And Samuel said, and Eli said to him, I did not call you. Go lie down again. And Samuel went and laid down again. Then the Bible says in verse 6, then the Lord called yet again, Samuel. You see, Shiloh, the number one law of hearing God's voice, you have to have a place of rest. Your spirit has to be in a rest. Everything about you, before I prophesy, before I go into services, I understand a lot of people pray. I pray, I have a prayer life. I pray many hours a day, but before I go out and minister to people prophetically, I make sure my spirit is in a place called Shiloh. It is in a realm of rest. It is in a place of slumber where the voice of God speaks to you. That is for another day, that teaching. Number one, how to hear God's voice? Be in a place of rest. Be in a place of Shiloh. Number two, I want you to remember this. Number two, childlikeness. Luke chapter number 18, the Bible says that Jesus, the disciples brought children, when they brought children to Jesus to bless, his disciples wanted to take them away and rebuke them. And Jesus rebuked his disciples. He said to them, look at this child. In Luke chapter number 18, verse 15. Luke 18, verse 15. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, verse 16, he says, but Jesus called to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. For anyone that is like this, the kingdom of God belongs to him. Meaning, if you want to be in the kingdom of God where you can hear God's voice, be childlike. I believe it was Bill Johnson from Bethel Church that wrote something powerful in one of his books, and I highly respect his teachings, and he taught something powerful. He says, one of the greatest keys to revelation is to be a child, to be childlike. Be childlike in your behavior. What is childlike? It is to love with no suspicion. To have discernment with no suspicion, to love with holding no record of wrong, to never attack, to never slander, to be childlike in your faith, in your belief, you will hear God's voice. God's looks for childlike faith. Somebody that is innocent and childlike. Not gullible, but childlike. His voice will come to them. Number three, the third key on how to hear God's voice. And I want you to really catch on to this. Again, we're getting back to Shiloh, but I want to use a third word called solitude. Solitude. You know, you look at this, stories like Superman having a place of solitude, the fortress of solitude. We look at Jesus' life being, you know, the Bible says he would withdrew himself from the people and from the towns and all his disciples and the noise into the wilderness to spend the night in prayer alone. But he will withdrew himself to a place of solitude. You need solitude. Shiloh. Shiloh's resting, but solitude is silence and peace. You see, you need to have a place where you don't hear kids crying, you don't hear traffic, you don't hear the noise of the frequency of people's thoughts that can come into your mind. And that is proven scientifically. That is proven factually, where if you're in a city environment, you will have a frequency level of radio signals, the thoughts of man, remember, that's a fourth dimension, hitting your mind, and it'll cause a realm where you cannot rest. Radiation hitting your mind, you cannot rest. Then you get out into a place of wilderness, into a place of the, in the bush, in the wild, in nature, and there's no interruptions, there's no interference. Solitude. Be in a place of solitude, and you will hear the voice of God clearer than you've ever been before. So these three keys: Shiloh, resting; number two, childlike; number three, solitude. Those are three keys. If you apply it, you will hear the voice of God clearly in your life. If you apply it every day, you know, together with daily Bible reading, praying in other tongues and etc. But those three keys, I believe, will elevate your ability to hear God's voice like you haven't heard before. So I want to encourage you to do this. And if you enjoyed this podcast, I want to ask you to please share it with as many friends, your family as you can. Every morning, we're coming to you with keys and practical keys of a devotion of prophetic keys on how to live a prophetic life with the Lord, how to understand the prophetic, practical keys you can apply into your life that can change everyday things, your ministry, your business, your personal life. It's things, revelation that I've learned over many years of ministry and successful years of ministry. So if you want to know more about our ministry, you can go to encounterchurch.co.za. You can go to leondepria.com. That is my two websites. You can search for us on Facebook, social media, and this podcast. We are on every podcast channel, including Charisma Podcast Network. And I want to ask you, share this with all your family and friends. They will be blessed, and you'll bless somebody by doing it. Can't wait to speak to you and see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. God bless you.